A large batch of documents released this week provides insight into the Bush administration's thinking on international treaties, what constitutes torture, and other issues. In page after page of letters and notes, many senior administration officials express their opinions. But many other voices are missing from the discussion, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When the administration released hundreds of pages of documents, officials said it was to help set the record straight. The idea was to show the deliberations and the process that went on as the administration hammered out policies on the Geneva Convention, status of detainees, and interrogation techniques in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. But Dinah Poe Kempner, General Counsel for Human Rights Watch, says the exercise in governmental transparency failed.
More questions than they answer. You can't restore public confidence by this kind of very selective and tendentious set of materials.
Poe Kempner says the problem is what was not in the batch of released documents. One omission was any note, memo, any kind of document from the State Department. Harold Koh is the incoming dean of Yale Law School and served as Assistant Secretary of State for Human Rights in the Clinton administration. Koh says it was widely known that the State Department had strong feelings about the current administration's stand on the Geneva Convention and torture.
We know from public accounts that the State Department very much objected to the Justice Department and Defense Department's treatment of these issues and was very concerned about the relative lack of concern. So I think that the absence of those pieces makes it very hard to tell where the fighting was really going on within the government about the applicability of these international laws.
There also were no memos to or from the FBI or the CIA among the released documents. It was the CIA that prompted the chain of correspondence and advice when it asked in late 2001 for guidance on what interrogation techniques could be used on members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. Jeffrey Smith, the general counsel at the CIA from 1995 to 1996, says undoubtedly the CIA would have been part of the discussions.
There would be, in my estimation, a fair bit of correspondence within the agency and between the agency and the Justice Department, perhaps White House counsel, perhaps other lawyers in the national security community.
The CIA is believed to be dealing with high-level terror suspects. So Smith says it's debatable whether the agency should hand over sensitive documents about interrogation.
There's always an argument to be made that the American people need to know the details about what its intelligence services are up to. In general principle, I agree with that. On the other hand, I think a strong case can be made that the details of what is permissible and not is a good case can be made that that should remain classified.
But some defense officials and members of Congress are concerned that too many documents have already been released. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn said only those with ill intent would benefit from seeing any more documents.
For us to produce a document or policy documents which say exactly what American interrogators will and will not do during the course of questioning detainees provides a roadmap to our enemy, because it's purely a political ploy to try to score points in a presidential election year.
But Yale's Professor Koh says this goes beyond politics. It has to do with whether the administration was faithfully adhering to international treaties and U.S. law banning torture. Koh says it's worrying that the administration did not provide any documents dated after April 2003, some 6 months before some of the worst abuse occurred at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison.
Somehow a message was sent that there was a culture of tolerance for torture. And I think the gap between April and October is critical. What went wrong? What kind of instructions were given? What kind of legal authorizations were requested?
That's something some members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are pressing for. Yesterday, administration officials reiterated that no orders were issued to torture or abuse detainees. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.